This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
No shortage of crazy leftist news. We know how things work around here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I got to tell you, I am amazed at times at what leftists think of. And I get the motive behind some of their ideas. And this thing I'm about to blow your mind with right now, you'll understand it to a degree. You'll get it. But what you won't get is, why does somebody think they can make you do something? So here's what it is. And you guys have heard me talk about services like Uber and Airbnb, and I've said, this is natural for people to do these things. For example, when we would travel to go out of town, my grandparents, when we'd go from the ranch to San Antonio, we never stayed in a hotel. We stayed with family. Now, our family, what was funny, we stayed with my Aunt Pi and Uncle Joe, who had five kids in a little, and I'm talking about, this was a rectangular house. It looked like base housing, but it was bigger than that. I want to say, if that house was 1,000 square feet, I'd be shocked. Little bitty kitchen, their bedroom was, you walked into the living room, their bedroom was off to the left. I think it had a bathroom in it. If you made a right, you had a bathroom on the left, a bedroom on the left, which was Eric's, and a bedroom on the right, which was shared by Gwen and Nita, and I think Joe slept on the couch. So I want to say it was a three-bedroom. You walk into the living room, two full baths, I'm pretty sure, and a little bitty kitchen. And that house was about 1,000 square feet max. And so, and one of my, the other brother, Larry, he didn't live there. So there was the four kids, the parents. And so when we came to town, we stayed there. So it would be my grandmother, my grandfather, and two boys, me and Kirk. So we go stay there. So in this already cramped house, we're sleeping on the couch, sleeping on the floor. Eric had a little bitty bedroom with a twin bed in it, slept on the floor in there, and on and on. So that's how it was. They didn't charge us. And quite frankly, we've done this. We had a big event recently, and I had friends, and I'd say, hey, can you guys put up a couple of folks if we need it? So we were taking advantage of each other's spare bedrooms and stuff. Yeah, no problem. You come to town, you got my spare bedroom. Had a friend of mine tell me recently, man, I'm going to be in town. Yeah, you got a place to stay. You know, it's pretty crowded. Got an aunt that's quadriplegic, you know, all kinds of stuff, but we got a place to stay. So, long story short, that's the way things work. If you needed a ride in the neighborhood, somebody would give you a ride. You call, hey, you know, I remember this lady in our neighborhood needing a ride, and there was a kid down the street that could drive, and she would give him a couple of dollars to take her to the grocery store. Things like that. The natural tendency of people to do what they do. Well, anyway, Portland wants to put all these types of leftists want to put these companies out of business. They're starting to tax Uber and Lyft as if they're cabbies. Now they have all kinds of rules going in and out of town and all these different things. It's an app. It's no different than you leave your house right now and you say, I'm leaving my house, I'm going to the mall. And you put your route on. And somebody that has the app says, I'd love for you to stop and pick me up, and I'll give you $5. You go, no problem. You swing over and pick them up. They give you $5 for gas. You pick up one more person. They give you $3 for gas, and boom, you're gone. And then they wait on somebody coming back. How's government jumping in the middle of this? Same way they did with taxis. Pretty soon you won't even be able to afford Uber. But here's what they're doing with the homelessness. They said, and here's the article, there are humane ways to handle the homelessness problem, but it seems a Portland City Commission would rather change Portland's building codes in order to force private property owners to accommodate members of Portland's homeless population. The city's Planning and Sustainability Commission, which writes and enforces the city's building codes, approved the change to building guidelines in November that require new construction to feature, quote, opportunities to rest and be welcome for those who do not number among the building's residents or customers. He said this requirement can be read a couple of ways. But at least one member of Portland's Planning and Sustainability Commission was clear to local reporters that the requirement is to the benefit of the city's unhoused, who are often kicked off of property for loitering, sleeping, or camping, as is typically a private property owner's rights. Just one of the realities of Portland right now is that we have a lot of folks who are unhoused who benefit from some of the spaces that provide weather protection, she said when introducing the idea at a recent meeting. Slippery slope, folks. Let me just explain to you what I just read to you. You've got a building, an apartment building. They're saying you have to accommodate those that can't find shelter. If you put a building up, it is your responsibility to make sure that these people can come in out of the cold or whatever else. Now, I don't know what kind of building you're going to build. I mean, it could be the fanciest building on the thing. I'll put it to you this way. There's a reason why people get in buildings that have doormen and have essentially say, you can't come in. You and I can't get into those buildings. I don't have an odor problem. Well, not usually. I mean, if I don't shower a couple of days, I do have an odor problem. But I'm saying, generally speaking, I don't have an odor problem. But I'm going to tell you right now, these people are wanting you. Don't be shocked if the Airbnb thing, in order to solve the homelessness, they say, you must take in a homeless person if you have a room available. Don't be shocked. I know you're going, Kevin, you're pushing it. I could see them saying that an apartment building needs to have a room available for whatever. Well, how many rooms? I mean, I get the humanitarian aspects of this, but I think it should be left up to the public. My family, when we traveled, said, yeah, it's an inconvenience. We got a lot of kids here, but y'all can come stay at the house for the weekend. And we had fun. We put everything away. We played dominoes and bid whist, watch TV, have conversation, and we'd leave. And it'd be a month later, we'd come back. It was no problem, but we were invited. Family wanted us. How about we let the general public do what it does and see the level of graciousness? Here's a real issue. Hey, Portland, aren't you progressive? Why are you having to pass laws to do this? We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats need Hillary Clinton like they need a hole in their head. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, man. Just, if you're a Democrat and you believe Hillary Clinton is your savior, you should just put yourself out of your own misery. Are you kidding me? 844-551-8255. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you guys see Hillary as a savior of the party. Here, I thought Bloomberg was. I guess not, huh? I don't know if you guys recall, but I predicted that Bloomberg would not get any traction. It would be an embarrassment for the Democrats. So far, it has been. He's used the term, he's well-spoken. In reference to Cory Booker, and he's catching hell for that. Well spoken. I talked about it the other day. I see nothing wrong with saying the man's well spoken. He came back later. Bloomberg did say, well, he's a Rhodes Scholar. You know, now he's well spoken. He's a Rhodes Scholar. You can say he's a Rhodes Scholar. I guess that's not considered racist yet. But you can't say he's well-spoken. He could be a Rhodes Scholar and not be well-spoken.
He could talk like this and still be a Rhodes Scholar.
Stephen Hawking was not well-spoken. Would you agree? But nobody buffooned him. So to say that Cory Booker's well-spoken, big deal, but it is a big deal. See, this is the world you're leaving for your kids, where saying a black man is well-spoken is considered racist. Here I thought, if you said he's a shit, man, he black, he's shiftless and lazy. Now, that would be racist. But to say he's well-spoken, but there you go. Anyway, my point is, Bloomberg is going nowhere. And he's going nowhere fast. Nobody cares. I laugh at these Democratic candidates. Two billionaires, I'm talking multi-billionaires. I've talked about it before, folks, but it's worth mentioning. Two multi-billionaires, and Wang is pretty rich. I don't know how much money he's worth, what he's worth. He's the one giving out $1,000 to 500 people. The first 500 to sign, I'll give you $1,000 a month. He's going to give you a livable a stipend. I don't know if he did it. I don't know how many people it was, so don't hold me to that. But I'm saying they got some rich people running. People that have bought elections. People that can buy elections. They think it's easy. Mark Cuban, remember? He was going to run. Where's Mark Cuban? Throw in a third multi-billionaire. Mark Cuban's not that rich. He's probably worth about $3 billion. Still considerable, but not. I mean, he doesn't have Steyer money. Steyer's worth $36 billion. Bloomberg, 51? Is it 51, 55? What is it? It's in the 50s, right? So 50-something billion dollars. Richer than Steyer. How many commercials of Steyer have you seen? Do you pay attention to them? Is it moving you? Steyer, I've seen a couple of them. I'm Steyer. I built my business. Me and my wife get back. I'm worth $36 billion. Here's what's funny to me. They ridiculed Romney, who was worth $250 million, for his wealth. And he sold out.
I don't know. I back away from my wealth. I'm not very proud to be rich and have built this great company. I'm just going to back away from that.
But here a guy's going, I'm worth $36 billion. I'm bigger and badder than Donald Trump. I mean, they might as well be cutting a rap video. I'm bigger than Trump. I got more money than Trump. I'm a billionaire, I'm just saying, they got all this money and they can't get traction. I guess it's maybe not as easy as they thought it was. I mean, when you consider that Donald Trump in 2016 defeated the Obama administration, the entirety of the Democratic Party, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton machine, the media, Republicans who hated him, it's hard to believe this dude is sitting in the Oval Office. And all these people that were against him now, you know what they got to look at? They got to look at a dude who is a gangster. He is a boss. I'm using black terminology here. I'm going to translate that for you white folks in a minute. Okay, let's just do it now to make it easy for him. That means Donald's doing very well. Yeah. So Donald Trump's doing very well in spite of everything that was against him and all the Armageddon that was due to come if he got elected, and he's doing great. And that just bugs the heck out of many of these people. They're like, this is crazy. We got to do something. So the Democrats have thrown everybody at this problem. Everybody. Latinos, blacks, Asians, women, LGBT. The only thing that they lack this time around in this cycle, at least that I'm aware of, is a Muslim candidate. That's what they're lacking. Maybe that would save them. But they got everything else. They got Latino women. They got black women. Indian. Well, we thought she was an Indian. They got a woman that I don't even know what she is. Tulsi Gabbard. They got an Asian man. Latino man. Three black men. All right. I mean, they got it. An LGBT dude. They got relative youth. Gabbard's young. Buttigieg is young. Was it Buttigieg? He's young. Youngish. Looks like a little boy. They got old people. Mostly old people. Rich old white people. And rich old white people are the ones doing well. But it isn't the super rich ones that are doing well. And still, they keep coming back. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I don't necessarily believe they want her, but the rumor is Hillary may come back in. She may come back in. And as I said, the Democrats need a Clinton like they need a hole in the head. Somebody wants us to believe that Hillary Clinton is relevant. And they're not fooling me. I mean, the fingerprints on this poll that I saw, I don't even need to run an APHIS check. You know, that's the International Fingerprint Identification System. I don't even need to know who has sponsored a poll that has Hillary Clinton leading, and she's not even a candidate. You get what I'm saying? This is a Harris poll, an online Harris poll, released by the Center for American Political Studies at Harvard. Democrats see Hillary Clinton as the front runner for their party. And the irony, of course, is that Hillary isn't running. Nevertheless, she placed first with 21% of the vote. Former VP Joe Biden received 20%. Next, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, respectively, at 12% and 9%. And former New York City Mayor Bloomberg clocked in at 7%. Survey was of 1,859 voters between November the 22nd and the 29th of this year. Now, as I said, if you believe this poll, you might believe that Hillary Clinton is the de facto president, because she thinks she is. Hillary's running around talking about, I want a popular vote, I want a popular vote, and people want to get rid of the Electoral College. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the House impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency.
One person is dead after a workplace shooting in Rockdale County, Georgia. Sheriff Eric Levette says authorities captured the shooter, identified as Cameron Golden, in Birmingham, Alabama.
They identified who they believed to be the suspect as an employee
and it was later determined he was a temp service employee identified as Cameron Golden.
The sheriff is also calling this an act of workplace violence, not an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snowblowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you think the Democrats still want Hillary Clinton to be president? The majority. Do you think? I'm asking my producer. And I'm asking you, too, in the radio audience of the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you think the Democrats want Hillary Clinton to be president? What do you think? Like the majority? No? Oh, okay, what about you? Nope. I don't either. Kevin Jackson shows who's what you're listening to. I am Kevin Jackson. Huh, so we're being snookered, I believe. We're not really being snookered. I mean, they'd like to think they're snookering us because the Democrats love playing these games with themselves. We're fooling these conservatives. Hillary's really relevant. She's a big deal. Hillary Clinton. She was on Howard Stern. I played the clip the other day, and it was a joke. Howard Stern is an embarrassment. Wow. That interview was horrible. I'm not going to go back into it, but just play to Clinton. You know, you wouldn't have gone after our partners, would you, with NATO? No, I wouldn't have. I mean, I want you to understand how stupid that is, that Donald Trump goes and has a NATO meeting. The media says he was embarrassed at this meeting. People were ridiculing him. So what's Donald Trump come back with? $130 billion of catch-up. You know, the back dues of nations that weren't paying their dues to NATO, and a promise that by 2024 it would be $400 billion, and the media and Democrats ridicule him. That's $130 billion that you don't have to pay anymore, that we never should have paid. That's $400 billion of money that is going to go to peacekeeping, supposedly, for on our side, that we're not responsible for anymore. And he's being ridiculed for holding people to a treaty that we signed up for. Now, what's funny, when he pulls us out of the Paris Climate Accord, which wasn't even a treaty, nothing binding about it whatsoever, the Democrats are livid. How dare he pull us out of this non-binding agreement? Oh, and by the way, how dare he make them stick to a treaty? Our partners, they're our partners, you know. Now, these are the same Democrats that are upset that Donald Trump would dare say to our partners, you need to be more fair in trade with America. You've been taking advantage of us. Did you see what he did to our partners? Folks, these aren't partners. These are people taking advantage of us. I hope I'm giving you a little bit of a clearer idea of how crazy these people are. So we're told that there's a contingent out there that wants Hillary Clinton to be president again. And they're not saying it's a plurality. They're not saying it's overwhelming. They're just saying she's the front runner. A Harris poll. Let me tell you, folks, the Clintons are toxic. They're toxic.
But this Harris poll wants you to believe that 21% of the people, the Democrat voters, want Hillary Clinton, almost one-fifth. Number two is Biden. Number three is Sanders at 12. Number four is Warren at 9. And number five is Bloomberg, who's trying to buy his way in. They want you to believe that. Somebody loves keeping the Clintons in the news, and I think I know who it is. It was the first person I saw that even brought up the idea of Hillary Clinton running, and I think this is a ploy by Bannon, and here's what he had to say about Hillary Clinton running.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton, you saw the Howard Stern thing. Hillary Clinton is waiting for her shot to come in and say, I'm going to save the Democratic Party. That Michael Bloomberg is a liberal or moderate Republican. He's not a Democrat. She's going to come in. This whole thing's going to come down to Super Tuesday. I don't think anybody can win it right now in the primary process. Bloomberg's going to drop a money nuclear weapon on the Super Tuesday for all the big states. I think Hillary Clinton is waiting in the wings to come in and say, I'm going to save the Democratic Party
for
Michael Bloomberg.
You think she still comes in?
100. Howard Stern interview tells me more than anything that she's coming in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable because it isn't going to happen. Bannon, Bannon, Bannon. Democrats don't like the Clintons, but you don't have to believe me about this. See, Bannon's in the news. He's keeping himself in the news. He started this cycle. He's getting it going. And I think partially it's because Bannon wants Clinton to run. That's a level of disruption that would just rip the seams of the Democrats. So from a strategy perspective, I get what Steve is doing. I do. As crazy as it sounds, it's a nutty idea, but it's a good one because it'll split the Democrats even more. There are people that hate the Clintons. They want them gone. And I'm going to give you another clue that has nothing to do with the quote politics of the Clintons, but it'll show you how little the Clintons are respected. And here it is. Blow your mind with something you already know. Look at their foundation running on an operating budget of about $120 million a year. They can't raise $10 million a year anymore. They're living on legacy money, pledges and things like this. Dim hopes for some people that the Clintons may get their footing back of the major investment that was made in the Clinton Foundation. Which, by the way, I talked the other day about PolitiFact, and they were debunking all these things about, because I was essentially explaining all the connections to Russia that the Democrats have. It's outrageous. One of them was that the Russians had paid the Clinton Foundation $140 million. And I want to cover it now because it's a perfect time to bring this in. So PolitiFact said, well, that's not totally true. They said, and they gave some statistics. This much of it went through a particular friend of the Clintons who had a holding company, da-da-da-da-da. So the most we can account for that the Russians did give, they said, the Russians gave to the Clinton Foundation. We just don't know how much. That's the dispute. They said that we debunked this idea that the Russians had donated to the Clintons at $140 million because it's through this really circuitous path. But we do know they gave them at least $4 million. Okay? Now, I want you to ask yourself, what would have happened if Donald Trump's foundation had received a perceived $140 million that only turned out to be $4 while all this was going on? What would have happened? I asked the question earlier, what would have happened if Donald Trump had not been successful as a president and we had all this that was going on right now? The only thing that's saving Donald Trump is his results, the fact that he's successful. The second thing that's saving Donald Trump is he doesn't have a fraction of these issues that the Clintons have. But we're being told that the left want the Clintons. The left want the Bidens on tape extorting the Ukrainians. But the left want them. They don't like the Clintons, and I'm going to tell you, they don't want the Clintons, and if they did, that foundation would be thriving. It's not thriving because there is no more pay to play. There is no more threat from the Clintons. The Clintons can't execute you the way they did before. The once venerable Clinton Foundation raises 10% of its previous amount, which is essentially the amount of clout they have. They have one-tenth the clout they had before. But this poll that has Hillary Clinton at 21%, Biden at 20%, Sanders at 12%, Elizabeth Warren at 9%, and Bloomberg at 7% has so many other things to think about. Is Biden really number 2 behind Clinton? That's the first thing. Is Sanders really number 3? I thought Warren was shooting up. Where's Buttigieg? There's another one. He's not even on this poll. Interesting stuff, right? Clinton is not going to run. But they said with Clinton out of the race, here's what happens. Biden moves into first with 29% of the vote. Sanders at 16% is second, and Warren at 13%. I thought Warren was surging. I thought she was the one to beat. Apparently not. Clinton has repeatedly said she's not going to run. She said she's been deluged with pleas to run once more. She said, I'd have to make up my mind quickly because it's moving very fast. Yeah. Get in there, Hillary. What are you waiting for? Jump in and prove that you can get your butt kicked twice. Get in there. Let me tell you what would happen if Clinton came in. I just want to take this through to its logical end for you. Number one, she would not get the nomination. She doesn't have the apparatus to get the nomination any longer. Number two, it would be an embarrassment because she wouldn't get the nomination. It would be a fight beyond all fights. Probably would end up with Bloomberg. I don't know. I don't think he's going to gain enough traction, but it would stir things up so much that I think people would go, okay, we're just going to go with somebody that we've never had to hear his name for a while, and who knows.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Would you like to see a renewed matchup between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, this time with a much more level playing field? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Think Hillary Clinton would get her $65 million and Donald Trump would just get $63 million and then we'd be talking about this? Which, for the record, Hillary Clinton didn't beat Donald Trump in the popular vote. They found that there were millions of illegal votes that went to Hillary Clinton. Millions. Trump beat her in a popular vote, and he kicked her butt in the Electoral College. And so, we're back to talking about the Electoral College because it didn't go the Democrats' way. When the Electoral College doesn't go our way, no complaints. We get it. Doesn't go the Democrats' way. We need to cancel it. But when it goes their way, they don't have a problem. I keep asking you guys all the time, when do you think you're ever going to solve a Democrat's problem? If you are ever working on solving their problems, you are wasting your time. If you're talking about, I'm going to convert them over to this or that, you're wasting your time. What you want to do is you want to focus on the things that make your life easy, the country better, and you let the Democrats slowly come to their own way of thinking. You cannot slap a crazy man into sanity. Doesn't happen. Democrats are crazy. It'll come in their own time. Ask a converted Democrat. I know people, Kevin, come on, you're tough on these. I'm not being tough on them. I'm giving you the honest truth. Find a converted Democrat and ask them, what happened? Did they get talked into becoming a conservative? They don't get talked into becoming conservatives. Something in their life changes and they go, holy crap. They hit the lotto, for example, and they go, y'all gonna take how much? What? You didn't do nothing for that money. I'm the one. Or they get their lottery winnings and then they find out what it takes to hold on to that wealth because of the taxes. And they're like, what? I'm not talking about hitting an actual lottery. I'm saying they get a great job. They go from making, you know, 12, 13 bucks an hour to getting a salary job making 60 grand a year. And suddenly they go, man, they took this much off of my health care? What? Yeah. You know, and then if they start going, man, I was doing better when I was on public assistance. I was doing better when I was making 12 bucks an hour. There's no incentive. You got to let them come to their own conclusions. You can nudge them, but you can't convince them. And that's why I tell you all the time, I don't try to convince Democrats to do anything. I'll nudge them. I'll ridicule them. I'll laugh. I'll go, man, you must be good. These rich people. Oh, my gosh. I finally met somebody that doesn't want to be rich. What you talking about, man? You hate rich people. You keep talking about rich people. These rich people. You obviously don't like rich people. Oh, dude, I ain't trying to say that. You know, I'm just saying, yeah, you are. That is what you're saying. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you what you're really saying. You don't believe it exists inside of you to be rich. So because you don't believe it exists inside of you to be rich, you decry it. You're mad at it. Somebody has made you mad because they've convinced you you can't be it. That's all this is. This is a sell. You got sold into mediocrity. You got sold into poverty. I ain't going to be rich, so I should be mad at this rich man. But you admire the rich. You admire the rich selectively. You admire LeBron James. He's rich. You're not decrying his riches. Why? Well, man, I mean, he earned his riches. No, he didn't. He shoots a basketball well. He can dunk a basketball. Some dude decided they're going to pay him a lot of money for that skill set that he honed. You have skill sets that you can hone. I don't know what it's going to pay you, but you have skill sets you can hone. He's done. But that's not even where he makes the most money. He makes his most money in endorsements and in investing his money. He's doing exactly what the rich people you don't like are doing. And the reason why you like him is because he looks like you. He's a black man. He's a rich black man. You know who LeBron James gets his advice from? Warren Buffett. A rich white man. Oh, but Warren Buffett, he cool because, you know, Warren Buffett, he give his money. All rich people give their money. Most rich people, let me put it this way. I have a rich conservative. I have more than one. I have rich conservative friends. One of them says he's 80 years old this year. I'm giving you guys a true story. He's in the process right now of giving away his money. He's going, I'm not going to be around that much longer. I'm going to start giving away my money. And he gave $5 million to a friend of mine's charity. Biggest single donation I think he's ever made, if I'm not mistaken. Amazing. And he's on a mission now to do that. Anyway, I was talking about a renewed fight between Clinton and Trump. And I liken this idea of Hillary Clinton alluding to joining the fray, and other people alluding for her, like Steve Bannon. I liken it to House Speaker Pelosi's threat to impeach Trump. Because like Pelosi, Clinton is going to milk this idea for a while. But in the end, she is not going to enter. I know what Bannon said. I'm just making another prediction. Why not? I've been right about most of them. I'm making another prediction. It isn't going to happen. Bloomberg said he wouldn't run, but he ran anyway, right? That's what people say. Well, Kevin Bloomberg said he wouldn't run, and he ran. Yeah, but Bloomberg doesn't have the baggage of Clinton. And even with the nonsense of 16-ounce sodas and some of the issues he's got with Black America and this whole latest thing that he did with Cory Booker where he said he was well-spoken, at the end of the day, Bloomberg can say, y'all can all go to H-E double crooked socks. I don't have to care anything about you. I'm worth $50 billion. I'm untouchable. Bloomberg could go around using the N-word, you know, with gold teeth and the whole deal, and he can invest in any company he wants, and he's untouchable. He can spread money around in places where it isn't like Kevin Spacey where you're not making any more movies and we're going to ban you. Bloomberg's like, I own that. Shoot. I own that, or if I don't own it, I'll buy it. He has that kind of coin. He doesn't have to care. And here's why I know Bloomberg isn't going to go anywhere. He's old. He's done everything in life. He's got a crap load of money. And there'll come a point where he'll go, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm shocked he hasn't done it already with this whole Cory Booker thing. Anyway, the rationale for people is Bloomberg said he wasn't going to run, but then he ran. Yeah, he got asked by the richest man in the world to run, and he says, why not? But tell me his heart's in it. Watch any of his press conference. Tell me his heart's in it. Clinton is not going to run. This whole thing is an orchestration for Hillary Clinton to build back her reputation and hopefully the reputation she thinks of the Clinton family. She wants to salvage something from their tarnished, blemished legacy. She's making friendly media rounds. She will not go on any media that's going to challenge her on the tough questions. But she's also hoping for another thing. Hillary Clinton hopes that Donald Trump will screw up. That Donald Trump is going to not fight eventually. That this impeachment hoax gives her a sliver to snake through. And I use that phrase the way it needed to be used. She's a snake, and she's looking for a way in. But that's a fool's folly. Trump will not back down, will not capitulate. And oh, by the way, the Democrats have no more runway. The plane is at the end. The runway was too short for them to do anything. They're stalled. And Pelosi knows it, and that's why I keep coming back. Look, folks, they're stupid. Democrats are stupid for the most part. And Pelosi played this thing out as best she could politically. She is at the end. There is nothing more they can do. If she goes to a vote, she's not going to get a lot of Democrats. This ends up looking really bad. So, yeah, bring on Horowitz. Let him testify. Let Nadler do his chest pounding. And at the end of the day, it's got to go away. Because if it gets to the Senate and they start really bringing in real witnesses, game over. I'm going to say it again. Two things Trump has in his favor. One, the Democrats are crooked. Two, he's not only not crooked, he's very successful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.